This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here is the message that Americans will be forced to receive one way or another. And we're going to be talking about how Pamela Geller and others posted this last week, actually yesterday, that Trump is adhering to Sharia by not criticizing Islam and its 9/11 speech. We're going to get to that, and I'm going to lay it out for you. Before we do that, I want to ask you, because I just got this, again, right before the show, and I love how it comes when it does come, and I'm talking about the information that needs to be shared with the American people. But a post came out, a meme came out on Facebook, and again, it came from the conservatives that just follow Donald Trump, regardless of what he does or his record and what it produces. And they will just simply find him faultless. And the reason they do that is they want to give him as much latitude to give themselves as much latitude as possible. And the fact of the matter is the Bible tells us there's the way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And it also tells us that the blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. Well, what we have today in this country, friends, is a stand-in president entertaining a bunch of goats that don't know the difference. And what am I talking about? Well, this post shares Donald Trump going after Ditch Mitch. McConnell, of course. It says, Trump to Mitch McConnell, get back to work, Mitch. And then it says right under that, Mitch has been talking about repealing Obamacare for 7 years now. Folks, the fact of the matter is, there is no difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. There's no difference between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. There's no difference between Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump or Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. You need to understand that they're two sides of the same coin. These are stand-ins, actors, period. And in Donald Trump's particular case, I can tell you that's exactly what he is. And we see that by the fruit that he's producing and what he's not producing. Again, I said that they're both two sides of the same coin. Now, it says Trump to Mitch McConnell, get back to work, Mitch. And then it says Mitch has been talking about repealing Obamacare for 7 years now. Now, the details, if you pay attention to the details, you'll always find the devil in them. And most people don't think this far. So let me take you the next step. Mitch has been talking about repealing Obamacare for 7 years now, says Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump, with his sidekick Paul Ryan, has simply renamed Obamacare to American Health Care Act. I have a question that I want to lay to your candor. And if you'd like to call in and beat me up, that's fine. That's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Because here on this radio show, we stick to the Word of God and the Constitution. Not what you want it to be because you have a favorite politician that has your jersey on. That's not what we do here. The fact of the matter is truth makes men free through Jesus Christ. The lie and compromise doesn't. And you know what compromise is, right? Compromise is where two people people get together and they both agree on what they know that is wrong. And that's exactly what you're seeing on a daily basis in what you allow and what you call and define government to be in this country. This is my question. How is it, America, that when I ask where the president or any other representative of we the people has any constitutional authority to do what I know is unconstitutional, and I even make reference to what the Constitution says regarding that what the president or representative does, which is unconstitutional, how come when I ask you, friends, why is it that when I ask you what I know is unconstitutional, to show me and to answer me concerning what it says in the Constitution, that you answer with nothing? I'll say it again. I'll make it simpler. How is it that when I ask where the president or any other representative of we the people, that's us, America, where they have any constitutional authority to do what I know and you know is unconstitutional, why is it that you don't answer? Now, here's the great hypocrisy. But when the establishment media, that 94% of you out there disagree with, you don't believe what they say, when they broadcast that our representatives are doing what is unconstitutional, you get pulled into the debate. When I make reference to what the law says, you answer with nothing. When the media and the establishment media, which 94% of the American people in this country do not believe, throw you a bone, why do you respond to it? And that shows you, America, that you hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because you'll get caught up into what's unconstitutional, but when I point and make reference to the Constitution, the enumerated laws, the laws found in the books, folks, our statutes, our ordinances, and the such, you don't answer with anything. You don't respond to the truth. But you respond to the lie. And why is that? We're giving you resolve here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're not here to play games between the left and the right, which has all been contrived, as you well know, knowing your Constitution, knowing that it's settled on the Bible. There's only one way, and it's the right way. And straight and narrow and difficult is that way. So before we get all caught up in what's going on in our country with Donald Trump, and folks, pay attention to what's happening. I mean, the guy's taking photo ops. This is all for political purposes, going into black communities, hugging, kissing. Folks, I mean, just think about it. And he's giving a helping hand. These are all things that I would want to do if I were ever the president, if I was ever a governor, if I was ever a representative. You wouldn't have to tell me to do that, and nor would I have to have a camera there taking pictures and throwing it out online to appease people. And the only reason you would do that in the first place is because you want to appease them into believing that you are who you say you are. Now, I said that to say this. What we're going to be talking about, here is another report, friends, from Pamela Geller. She posted this week that Donald Trump is adhering to Sharia by not criticizing Islam in 9/11 speech. Now, if you remember rightly, last week it came up, actually a week and a half ago, forgive me, August 30th, 2017, it was reported Sebastian Gorka reported that there was another broken Trump promise. And he said that the specific problem with Trump's apparent retreat from his repeated insistence on speaking about radical Islam terrorism rather than a faceless, amorphous, and ideology-free terrorist threat, Gork continued. He said, regrettably, outside of yourself to the president, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. We're going to get to this on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Got much to cover today. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, and or if you'd like to jump on my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we have a whole lot of that. Matter of fact, during the first segment, I was asking America, I know that there's 53 other countries listening today, but I was asking the American people that when I ask whether the president or any other representative of we the people has any constitutional authority to do the things that they do, and we know it's unconstitutional, after I make reference to the Constitution exposing them for who they are by the law, which is sin, and makes them transgressors of our constitutional law, which brings me to none other than Senator John Glenn, you know, the clown that said he went to the moon. He's no longer with us. Now he's paying the piper for lying to the American people. But it's interesting. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Of course. And that's why man complains about 10,000 commandments of those that serve we the people, or at least they're supposed to. They're not serving we the people if they're laying more burden on us, America. Do you not understand that? You know, and the reason that's happening is because you failed to keep God's 10 commandments. But I said, how is it, America, that when I ask whether the president or any other representative, we the people, has any constitutional authority to do the things that they do that we know are unconstitutional, and I ask you the question, you don't give an answer. But you get the answer regardless, don't you? Yeah, we all do. And by the way, that was found in the book of Jeremiah as well. What's interesting about that is he would prophesy to the people, this prophet of God would, Jeremiah, and when he would prophesy and where there was a question mark, they would answer not. You want to know why? Because they know within conscience that Jeremiah was right and that he was speaking forth the word of the Lord. Well, so am I, from the word that it is written. I'm not going away from the prophets of God. I'm not going away from that which is written. I'm giving you what the word says. But what's interesting about that is I was exposing the hypocrisy of the American people again. And how did I do that? I said, well, when the establishment media that 94% of the American people claim they don't believe broadcast that our representatives are doing that which is unconstitutional, you get pulled into the debate. And it's a debate. And again, the debate is just stay away from the reference of law. That's how the debate is created. And what they want to do is get you pulled into a debate so they can kick the can down the road. And that's exactly how they win the day. So therefore, they get you asking the wrong questions, and then they don't have to worry about giving you the wrong answers. And then I also brought up another point about Donald Trump again. There's so many people that are just blindly rallying behind the guy with their favorite jersey on, without paying attention to what he's doing. And I talked about a meme, a little post that the conservatives put out, not paying attention to the details, where the devil is. And it says, Trump to Mitch McConnell. Get back to work, Mitch. And then it says, Mitch has been talking about repealing Obamacare for 7 years now, which is unconstitutional, by the way. See, but what people aren't paying attention to is, see, they're looking at Donald Trump as their favorite and saying, yeah, go after Mitch McConnell. I mean, he's a criminal, too. You know as well as I do he is. His family ship was busted with 9 pounds of cocaine on it. You never heard a peep about it, but it's all over the Internet. See, this is why they want control over the Internet, too, people. They want to control everything that goes on and doesn't go on out there. But see, the fact of the matter is concerning this meme, this post, is everybody gets and they rally behind Donald because now he's going after Mitch that nobody likes, right? Not knowing that the American people are being driven through opposition to Donald Trump. I mean, when they put up Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, everybody and their dog, cat, and hamster, and parakeet knew who the obvious choice was. Well, the question I have for you is, who gave you that choice? The media did. And if they didn't want Donald Trump to become the next president of the United States of America, they would have quit covering him. That's all they had to do. But they didn't do that. And I know that from firsthand experience. But folks, they got your eye off the ball. They got you asking the wrong questions, making the wrong point. Hey, Mitch, get back to work. You've been talking about repealing Obamacare for 7 years now. But, America, did you realize that Paul Ryan, under Trump's administration, who sold you out December 15th, 2016, to Barack Hussein Obama, is still there? And Donald had Paul Ryan simply rename Obamacare to American Health Care Act? I mean, does it take a genius? But you didn't know that, did you? No, well, now you do. And as long as you know that, now you're held accountable for the truth that you have. This is ridiculous. But there's a prime example of a conservative of the day, which is simply yesterday's liberals. Period. So let's get over to this. We have the message that Americans will be forced to receive one way or another. Pamela Geller posted this last week that Trump is adhering to Sharia by not criticizing Islam and 9/11 during his speech. It says in Breitbart News Daily, Geller and guest host Raheem Kassim shared their disappointment with the lack of criticism of Islam in Trump's speech at yesterday's memorial service and lamented the idea that globalist forces inside the White House have shifted Trump away from his extreme anti-Islam rhetoric. And by the way, the only reason it was political talk, the only reason Donald Trump used this anti-Islam rhetoric was to appease the American people, the base of people that would vote him in, or so you would think that he was voted in by you. See, remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And we have seen major voting fraud take place in the United States since I can remember, by the way. And everybody wants to denounce it, just like Barack Hussein Obama wanted to denounce it and said, you know what, there's something wrong with you. I mean, just because you're losing, now you want to decry the fact that there's voter fraud? Well, when it didn't work for him, guess who started calling for voter fraud investigations? He was just playing along, friends. I'm sick of this double talk, and I'm sure you are too. But listen to this carefully. Here we have it again. Geller and guest host Raheem Kassim shared their disappointment with the lack of criticism of Islam in Trump's speech at yesterday's memorial service and lamented the idea that globalist forces, they're only a force because you subject yourself to them, America. They're only a force when you subject yourself to them, period. And you have enough people out there trying to get you under the covering of the globalists with the use of fear. You hear it all day long, and it's the wrong fear. It's a diabolical fear. If you resist, then this is what's going to happen. And they're sending the message all day long. That's fine. Let them send the message. But also keep in mind that their cruelties are swelling the ranks of those that fear God. And that's the last thing they want to happen. Kassam said, "We are now sure that it's a pattern with Donald Trump. So the positive will be that we can now move on this issue." What the president, listen carefully, what he said, it's important that you hear this. What the president is doing and his administration is doing is adhering to the Sharia. You cannot criticize Islam, Geller said. She then declared that anti-Islam activists like her have to make our voices known. We have to, whether it is via Breitbart or comments or phone calls, yes, we have to tell the president this, that this is unacceptable, Geller said. See, the problem, America, that you're having is you haven't come to terms with the fact that he's a stand-in president. You haven't come to terms, friends, that I don't care who is there, they have been put there at this point. Now, how do you know that? Well, remember what Roosevelt said. He said, presidents aren't elected. He said they're selected back in the 30s. And this has been going on for a long time in this country. And furthermore, America, you have to be an absolute ignoramus to believe otherwise. Now, there would be a way to make sure and vouchsafe that our votes were sure. But, friends, we're seeing now, even over the last election, a lot of voter fraud coming out once again on the side of Hillary Clinton. See, and who controls that? Well, again, like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And no matter what the media that you say that you don't believe in, 94% of you, no matter what they put up on the screen, you still believe it. Hillary Clinton could have won this last election, and you would have said that she won. Just the same way with Barack Hussein Obama. Well, the first term he did, 83% between 18 and 33 years old, did vote him in. But the second time around, folks, no. Just completely untrue. A lie thread through everything that was thrown down on you. But you bought it, and you let him stay there for another 4 years. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got our friend Paul calling from New Jersey. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, Bradley.
Hey.
Bradley, considering Pamela Geller, you know, her being Jewish, I always have to step back a bit because I don't know about, you know, her dual allegiance issues. What, you know, because many Jews, it seems to me, like, volunteer to be pro-Israeli spokesmen. And they mix up America's interests with Israel's interests. And we shouldn't mix the two. And George Washington spoke about that in his farewell address, about the problem of excessive attachment to other countries and how that corrupts.
Yep, that's right. Agreed.
You know, things in the United States. Now, listen, I got to agree with her because I'm, you know, you've heard my calls. I'm very outspoken about Islamic, you know, society. And ultimately, that's important. And this is an immigration issue is ultimately what this comes down to. And in a sense, we should all be happy, however, though, in a sense, and really, if you're going to be fond of any country overseas at the moment, the nation we should be happiest with is the nation of Russia, because Russia came into Syria and helped the Syrian government defeat ISIS, and that is going on now. The war is wrapping up. The UN basically came out and said it seems that the war is over soon and that Syria is being restored as a stable nation. Now, this is very good news for Europe because this takes away that whole migrant refugee issue of Syrian refugees. You know, you notice how they always put it in the terms. The refugees are Syrian refugees, even though many of them are not. So this means Europe and the United States can start repatriating these migrants and immigrants back to Syria. There's no reason to hold them. They're not political refugees. They're not fleeing the war anymore. The war is over. And Syria is going to need these people and workers to rebuild their nation. And I hope, you know, everybody should be happy with this, and we should all recall the line from the Bible of blessed are the peacemakers. And we should think about that when we are looking at how Vladimir Putin has led his nation to bring peace into Syria while America sat on the sidelines and probably allowed our deep state to fund arms to ISIS radicals.
Exactly. I was going to say that to you, Paul, because I'm kind of getting, you know, I'm getting thoughts as you're speaking now, and we know how Russia likes to liberate people. They like to come in and slaughter everybody and then, you know, basically let the door hit them where the good Lord split them on the way out, saying, now you're liberated. And when I look at what's going on, I don't trust a thing the UN says because I know who's, you know, behind it, what's behind it. Now, I do trust that God's in control of all things, good, bad, and whatever the case may be. I totally trust him that way. But I don't see this as without a pill in the jam concerning what's going on over there. And I would ask, after that took place, who kept a presence there? Because that's exactly what the American people do too. I mean, look what happened after September 11th. We go attack Saddam Hussein, who was a puppet of the CIA, Rumsfeld, Bush, and other Cheney. And then after that country's destroyed, the president sends in Americans under Cheney to go ahead and rebuild as Cheney makes millions of dollars off the war that they created. There's nothing new under the sun here. So and then they leave a presence, and that presence is control, as if to suggest that the American people or any other government has any business going into other countries, toppling them, and then leaving a presence of their military to control the people of those third world countries. So who wins at the end of the day? We're told that they were liberated, but wait a second, who's now in control? And that's what I always want to know at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, in this case, the Russians are not going to leave Syria because, you know, one of the reasons for this, the war in the Russians, is for their economy. They are going to get a lot of hot contracts rebuilding Syria, supplying heavy machinery to Syria, probably help them build a pipeline in Syria, help them drill oil in Syria. They're going to make sure they sit there. And by the way, have a really nice climate to vacation when Russia is in its winter, you know, for the Russian citizens. So they're going to be at their Syrian resorts along the coast of the Mediterranean, and Russian people are going to be flying in and out and enjoying their victory. And by the way, they should enjoy their victory. God bless the Russians for what they've done. Peace is going to come into Syria. And I don't know if that's upsetting the Pamela Geller types and some of these radical Zionists. That's their issue. Because, you know, it's going to be Russians next door to Israel now and Iranians next door, right? Because Syria's allied with Iran. These are the Shiites. Yeah?
Yeah. And, but what you, go but ahead. I want to add something to something that you said there.
As an American, I'm just glad to see peace in the region, and I'm tired of what's, you know, watching the carnage. And I'd love to see many of the refugees repatriated. And now's the time to do it.
Amen. I was going to say, you know, it's interesting that everybody, Paul, has a label. You know, I hope when people make reference to me, it's that Christian. And it's not that I'm a Zionist or I'm a Mason or I'm this, that, or the other thing because people want to demonize me. And keep in mind, names are thrown on people to demonize them because the people that are doing the demonizing don't want to be exposed for the fact the person's being demonized is the one telling the truth, uncovering the person that's doing the demonizing. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I hope that when I go down in history, at least people looked at me and said, you know what, that dude stuck to the Word of God, and he stuck to the Constitution. And the only thing bad we can say about him is that he's a Christian, and we know that the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and the only one that would argue against the Bible would be the devil himself. So I'm good with that history if it's mine. But the fact of the matter is when we go to Pamela Geller, we've had her on the radio show a couple times, and when it comes to the topic, because I see the flaws in Pamela Geller. I see the flaws in myself. I do. And I pray for more grace to keep the commandments better. Aside of that, that I'll be perfected in his image on a daily basis. But in saying that, when she comes to the topic of this issue. I see 9 times out of 10. As a matter of fact, I don't think that I can flaw her for anything that I've ever heard her say concerning what's going on with the Islamists in the United States of America. She's making people aware. She's calling it for the way it is when it comes to this topic, and I have to stand behind that. And what's sad about it, Paul, is we have a woman that's doing what a man should be doing. And I'm glad that she's out there doing what she's doing. And I think it's also important that she's keeping the American people principled with Donald Trump and saying, hey, wait a second. This isn't what you ran on when you ran on the fact that you're going to deal with this when you became the president of the United States of America. Well, now they're figuring out the fact that, wait a second, he's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. And to me, I want to stick to the principle of all this, regardless of who's involved. I want the truth to reign triumphant. And that's what I'm always going for at the end of the day. And I think what she's doing here, I think she's knocking it out of the park once again. I really do.
I tend to agree with her on this. I tend to agree with her. But, however, we should remember, once peace is in the Middle East and these nations are restabilized and ISIS is defeated, you can't argue with that. That's a good thing.
And but so when, Paul, let me ask you something, because
so
you
becomes,
do know.
So then let, it just becomes ask, an immigration issue. And, right.
But let me ask you, Paul, you know this topic. When you say that the deep state will continuously fund ISIS, when is ISIS ever going to be defeated? I'll tell you when they're going to be defeated. When the New World Order monkeys have their way. And the American people know who the New World Order monkeys are. They know who the CFR is. They know who all the bad guys are. These 300 people that control the world through the UN. Well, the fact of the matter is the countries, the people in prospective countries need to stand up and deal with these bad guys that are funding these bad guys to create global domestic insurrection and collapse to establish a one world government. So I guess I would ask you the question, so when is ISIS defeated then?
That's true, because after they're defeated in Syria, then they can go underground, and they're going to pop up as, you know, various, like, whack-a-mole, committing terrorist acts throughout Europe and the United States, you know, occasionally when they surface.
Well, let's cut to the chase. Who's funding them? Because that's ultimately who we're looking for.
Well, it was ultimately Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Okay, and then who funded that? Because I've seen and I've heard from firsthand experience as to who this is all being funded by. The CIA delivering arms, we've heard of that. We've seen Benghazi. We've seen everything that's going on. Who is doing the funding concerning ISIS? Because the American people, we can stand back and act like we're not the responsible party. But I've said it before and I'll say it again, that we're hated by other countries because of what we allow corrupt politicians to do to their prospective countries. And who is trying to garner all of this control? That's all we have to do is, again, look to history. What did the bad guy do? What did the dictator do? He created the problem, and then he came in as the problem solver. And we're seeing that on a continuous basis in the United States and, again, on a global scale.
Right.
And I feel that more than anything, when we awake to the fact that these people, these bad guys that we can all acknowledge and all name, we need to lawfully deal with them because they are not above the law. And you can bet your bottom dollar, you're going to find that they are the perpetrators of the crimes. Not only to fund, but actually being the responsible party for this organization, this created organization called ISIS, which I believe is a modern day version of Adolf Hitler's SS. That's my opinion. And I'm right. And I know I'm right. Furthermore, I'll give you the last word, Paul. We got a break coming up.
Well, I think it, we should remember, too, though, and this is where Pamela Geller would omit this information. Whenever ISIS was losing, all of a sudden I noticed that the Israeli Air Force would come in and hit Syria. And also, Israel has been known to help medically wounded ISIS soldiers. Those are both facts.
Isn't that crazy?
So Israel kind of likes ISIS fighting Assad. And that's
Mossad.
And that's the problem with the Pamela Geller. She will not say that. That's my point.
Gotcha.
All right, sir.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Always appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Donald Trump's broken promises. And we've seen this off the offset of his administration. Even during his victory speech, within a minute, he told the American people that we owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. How many people have been killed around the Clintons, friends? I mean, craziness. And that special prosecutor and that rule of law that he said he was going to bring back in. No, it's just political talk, America. It's what you say to get where you want to go. He's a shill. That means he's an accomplice to those that want to swindle the people out of their country, and that's really what this comes back to. And again, look to the extreme opposite, friends. Let's make America great again. This is all Ronald Reagan slogans, friends. Verbatim. The talking points, verbatim. It's what the people want to hear, so he tells you it. And then he doesn't do it, and yet you still stay loyal to the lie. You do, America. You know, we, some time back when we were doing high schools in Kansas, I believe it was Kansas City, or maybe it was in Indianapolis, and we were doing some high schools, and we had Matt Labash from the Weekly Standard, the senior editor, get on the bus with us for a week. He stayed with us for a week, and because he wanted to know firsthand who we were, what we did, and it was great. He did a five-page report on us, as a matter of fact, on the Weekly Standard. And if you go there, as a matter of fact, friends, it's interesting because it was a five-page report, and it was nothing but what he saw firsthand. It was the facts. It was the truth. And it was interesting that that article had little to no response. But when the New York Times wrote on us a positive article as well, a page and a half, there was little to no response on that one too. But when the Huffington Post, the Huffington Post published something about us because they heard from somebody else that heard from somebody else that heard from somebody else that this is who we were and what we were doing, we had about 10,000 hits on our page every day. I mean, people are just crazy about lies. They just love fictitious garbage. They love to be lied to, and they feed on it. But going back to Matt Labesh, it was interesting because I'd asked him, I said, out of all the people that you have interviewed, I said, who was the best and who was the worst? He said, I can tell you the worst, without hesitation, friends. He said, I can tell you the absolute worst interview I did. He said, I did not like the guy. It's exactly what he told me. I said, who's that? He said, Donald Trump. He said, that dude is arrogant. He is a narcissist. And a narcissist is, well, read Isaiah 14, you'll get the point. You know, but also keep in mind, he wasn't a Christian until the media needed him to be a Christian because they needed to at least get in, grained in societies and communities across the country that everybody believed is a Christian and everything's going to be okay in America. So he all of a sudden becomes a Christian out of nowhere. And yet Jesus tells us, beware, take heed, pay careful attention. Many will come in my name, saying they're Christians. Many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. They'll declare that they're Christians. Folks, Nancy Pelosi claims she's a Christian. I mean, Paul Ryan, folks, all these shills, these scoundrels, folks, claim that they're Christians because they want to put you back to sleep. And you take the bait. You drink the Kool-Aid. He said he was the greatest of narcissists. He's arrogant. I didn't like him, is what he said. This was 10 years ago. And now he's the president of the United States of America. And then when he was asked, Donald Trump was asked, you know, how it is that he became a Christian and, you know, what he needed to do to become a Christian. He said he didn't need to repent because he didn't do anything wrong. And yet the Bible contradicts that in strong contrast because the Bible tells us in 1 John that he who says he's without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's in 1 John. Also read John 8:44 because the Bible tells us that Jesus said there's no truth in them. There isn't. See, because they say one thing that the people want to hear, and then they do something completely opposite. In America, a little kid understands what I'm sharing with you right now. The message that Americans will be forced to receive one way or another. Donnie's not doing what he said he was going to do, America. I'd brought up a week ago Sebastian Gorka with the headlines on sonsoflibertymedia.com, another broken Trump promise. Of course! Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. He said the specific problem with Trump's apparent retreat from his repeated insistence on speaking about radical Islamic terrorism rather than a faceless an ideology free terrorist threat, he said, regrettably outside of yourself. This is someone right next to the president. He said the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Is anybody paying attention to this, America? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that they're saying the same thing? Pamela Geller, this other individual, now Mr. Gorka, who was right next to the president, saying that, folks, they are internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Wait a second. They put him into position, appease the people, and then quietly keep your attention on what he's doing out there during his photo ops to appease the people. And then what we'll do is we will internally counter what we put there. We will systematically remove them. We will undermine everything that we promised we would do. Folks, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. See, I believe that the sooner that the American people understand that Donald Trump, who, by the way, he's a part of the problem, But he's not the whole problem. These people together, allied, are laughing at the American people that you would believe what you were sold by the media that you say that you don't believe in. He's nothing more than another pawn in the never-ending game of politics. I mean, again, the first clue, friends, that he was what he says he was by actually bringing forth, because I'm talking about the consequence of violated law, by persecuting Hillary Clinton. But I'm sorry, prosecuting her, forgive me. His love for his country would have been demonstrated when he enforced the law against the Clintons for their crimes against we the people, which, by the way, is a mercy to society at large. But that's not what he did. See, his love for the country, America, is zero tolerance for crime in this country. And that, by the way, is the purpose of government, one of the three. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8, Isaiah 51, verse 4. And let me just take it to what's already been laid out. We already know that the Department of Homeland Security, by the way, the Department of Homeland Security came after 9/11. Just like Fatherland Security came into Germany after Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, just for the record. They had something called Fatherland Security. You are systematically being played 87 years later as to the same method. Because there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. The Department of Homeland Security folks under Obama was busted busing in illegals into the United States of America. You know that. But Obama's out there still attacking anybody he wants to because your man, Donald Trump, isn't keeping his promises. And if he's not going to keep his promise, then you better keep yours or else you're going to lose everything. But the Department of Homeland Security is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood ties. You know that. You might just want to stop right there and think about that. Why is the Homeland Security stacked with Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas-tied individuals? Please, somebody tell me that. I can stop the show right there. That's all I had to say. Enough said. Why are they still there, America? And by the way, the Department of Homeland Security, which stacked themselves with Muslim Brotherhood ties and operatives, have redefined what a terrorist is. By the way, the original definition of terrorism, Oxford English Dictionary, is government by intimidation. And by the way, that definition still stays, because that's exactly what's happening today. But remember that the Department of Homeland Security published 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And how many times do I need to, or those that are willing to tell you the truth, hey folks, different administration, same propaganda, same agenda moving forward. It's exactly what's happening here today. And I want to tell you why. Because regardless of who you put there, until this country repents before God and turns and puts their faith into Jesus Christ, it's not going to get better, it's only going to get worse. And there's still consequences with that in between. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We'll finish this tomorrow. See ya!
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.